Coast Radio News for Monday, November 18, 2019. I'm George Henry. The United States Marine Corps' Toys for Tots campaign is celebrating 72 years of providing children with a toy during the holiday season. Firefighters with the Siuslaw Valley Fire and Rescue, Siuslaw River Coast Guard members, and Florence Police are teaming up with the area businesses in U.S. Marine Corps' Toys for Tots campaign. Children of all income levels up to 14 years of age are invited to attend, but parents and guardians need to show proof of residency, according to Pete Warren of Siuslaw Valley Fire and Rescue.
Proof of residency in Lane County, because this is for Lane County only. Proof that the child actually lives with you and proof of the age of the child.
Toys for Tots giveaway will be Tuesday, December 10th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the main fire station at 26th and Highway 101.
The kind of combination thing with Sir Optimist. So we are going to have our event on the 10th of December, and they're going to have theirs the following Saturday. So a lot of times, stuff that we don't use, we'll actually just donate right back over to Sir Optimist.
If you'd like to donate toys for the Toys for Tots campaign, they're being collected at the Florence Bi-Mart and the main fire station at 26th and Highway 101. The Siuslaw School Board is set to meet on Wednesday. As part of their agenda, they will first meet in executive session for an evaluation and review of the performance of the chief executive officer as it pertains to Oregon Statute 102.6602. As part of the superintendent evaluation timeline, the board will also look at certain policy updates, including meal policies, health education, and weapons, as well as policies involving teen violence and restraint and seclusion, and how it pertains to when a staff of the school may or may not touch a student or impose the use of restraint or seclusion. The meeting will take place at the school board offices at 2111 Oak Street, and the public portion of the meeting will begin at 6:30. The public is not permitted to attend the executive session. Tomorrow, the city's EMAC committee will meet for its regular meeting. The meeting will be held at City Hall beginning at 6 p.m. with an executive session to discuss refuse haulers' financials and then go into regular session to discuss a waste-to-energy program and adopt a street proposal, as well as update the committee's work session meeting with the city council. Meeting will begin at 6 p.m. Florence Urban Renewal Agency will also meet this week on Wednesday at 5:30 at City Hall. They will hear from City Manager Aaron Reynolds on strategies for marketing and developing the Quinn Street property across from the Florence Event Center, and City Projects Manager Megan Messmer will provide an update on the Revision Florence project. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, November 18th, 2019.